going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Yankees, who lose 3-2 to Cleveland last night, they lose the series. They have now lost 3 out of 4 after winning 7 of 8. They're still 7 of their last 10, so I'm not overly upset about it or concerned. It's a frustrating outing, no doubt. The further you get away from it, the more you think that, you know, Will Warren pitching the way he pitched is probably the most important thing coming out of that game. But the offense, and there has to be a question, there has to be a talking point now about Anthony Volpe. I think that's going to be the next big conversation with the Yankees. I know Bellinger's been awful. And right now, if he continues like this, he's going to opt into his contract and they're going to be forced to pay him next year as well. But Bellinger has a track record, right? I understand that he's had the years in between where he was awful at the tail end of his Dodgers career. But even last year with the Cubs, it was underwhelming, but it was far better than what he's providing now. 2 years ago, he was great, former MVP. Bellinger, it's early. He had a little bit of a back issue. It's been cold. Yeah, I'm not happy with him, and I'm not trying to make too many excuses, but to me, I'm still, you know, I think there's more belief in Bellinger turning it around. Jazz is an issue right now as well. Wells, really the entire lineup this side of Judge, who's hitting .411 and is the best hitter on the planet. Goldschmidt, who's been great at getting on base and hitting singles, hasn't shown much power, but he's hitting about .370. And obviously Ben Rice, who led off this game with a first pitch home run, he's been a force and a really positive angle. Even Dominguez has been really good left-handed. He's terrible right-handed. And Trent Grisham, obviously, has been very good, who's on paternity and not here for this series. But Anthony Volpe, a couple things with this game and Anthony Volpe. One, very much like the previous years of his career, more specifically last year, we saw a good start to the season. It wasn't an excellent start. It was a powerful start. He had 4 home runs in his first 6 games or something crazy. And there are some metrics that point to him improving. They talked about it on the broadcast. His chase rate is down. His walks are up. That kind of thing. But you watch the at-bats. And Anthony Volpe continues to give you bad at-bats. And his at-bat in the 8th. With runners at first and second after Jazz, reached because of a time clock violation. He swung at a slider that's not anywhere near the plate. I mean, he has just looked off and really bad. And Anthony Volpe now, and I said this at the start of the year, and I'll say it again now. If Anthony Volpe does not have the breakout year we were all hoping, if Anthony Volpe doesn't show major progression offensively, and right now I don't care what some of the underlying numbers are or some of the, you know, analytical numbers about chase rate and bat speed and whatever else, he's hitting under 200. And other than maybe a double down the line against Kansas City, I can't think of a big-time hit he's had since the first week of the season. and he has had miserable at-bats. He's late on fastballs. He's swinging at breaking balls out of the zone. And if Anthony Volpe does not have the offensive season that the Yankees were expecting, if we are not talking about a 730 to 750 bare minimum OPS to go along with his brilliant defense, and I think, you know, anybody getting on him for that final play of the inning to lead to the third run, that's an impossible play. I saw a bunch of clips of, you know, Volpe boots the ball and the run score, you know, lead run comes into play. He didn't boot the ball. That was an impossible short hop line drive. That was a very difficult play. Overall, he's played brilliantly defensively. I mean, I think he's made a couple of errors, but I mean, in this game alone, he made two or three great plays. But I thought in Tampa Bay, he played brilliant defense. He is, and his arm strength is not an issue. He is a gold glove caliber defensive shortstop. I don't think there's any doubt, and there's value to that. So he doesn't have to be, although he was along the lines of Gunnar Henderson and some of those guys when it came to prospects. He was right there. I mean, I think Gunnar Henderson was more highly thought of, and Bobby Witt Jr. was more highly thought of, but Bobby Witt Jr. was like the second prospect in baseball, and Anthony Volpe was the sixth. Like, Anthony Volpe was in the conversation about being close to being as good as Bobby Witt Jr., and they are worlds apart. But having said that, I don't need him to be Bobby Witt Jr. I don't need him to be Gunnar Henderson. I just need him to be an average, everyday major league hitter to go along with the brilliant defense, because there's value in that at the shortstop position. But if he can't provide that, and he can't be that guy, again, if we are looking at a sub-700 OPS for his third season, You got George Lombard, who's killing it in the minor leagues. I think he's probably more than just 1 year away at 19 years old. But he then becomes the future shortstop of this franchise. And next year, whether you talk about free agency or whatever else, Anthony Volpe should not be guaranteed a spot next year. Anthony Volpe does not get to be guaranteed the starting shortstop of the New York Yankees next year, no matter how he performs offensively anymore. He got 3 years of it. Now, he earned his spot as the starting shortstop with that spring training. I still believe that. The Yankees made a decision to make that a competition, and he won it fair and square, and he's played good enough defense, and he was the starting shortstop for an American League championship team. But we need far better offensively. And then I'm going to get on Aaron Boone here too. As much as I downplay and anytime, you know, guys mention bunts and this or that, I talked about this a little bit yesterday when I was talking about Jazz. But I want the bottom of that order to be using its skill set. And I forget which inning it was, but it's first and second, nobody out, and Anthony Volpe coming up. That is a time where maybe you can bunt. I don't love the bunt. I think the people who cry bunt, small ball, overdo it. But they've got speed and athleticism, and Will Warren was pitching a good game, and you have your bullpen well rested. You want to tack on a couple of runs there. And as bad as the Yankees have been in situational hitting, still with a runner on third, and, you know, Jason Dominguez, who's got swing and miss in his game, is up next. And you don't love putting the inning on Jason Dominguez there necessarily. I understand why Boone's doing it. I'm not screaming about it necessarily or saying, Boone, what, you're an idiot for not bunting Anthony Volpe. It's not like he's the nine hitter bunting back to the top of the order. He's bunting to 8-9. I don't love that. And I'm not ready to just, you know, I don't want to put the inning necessarily just on Jason Dominguez coming through. But, like, that's the kind of stuff. We haven't seen any of that. So much talk going into the year about the athleticism of the bottom of the lineup and their ability to steal bases and run. Now, part of it is they're hitting under 200, so they're not getting on base. Even Jazz has 7 home runs, but he's not getting on base a lot. But when you have opportunities like that, I think it's best to try and use, like, and if Volpe's not, and especially if he's going through a slump, and if he's this streaky, where he shows you a week or two of being an excellent player and then 3 or 4 weeks of being a terrible player, like, when he's going bad, utilize his speed, utilize the athleticism. They're doing double steals. Cleveland did a double steal that cost the Yankees the game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Put pressure on the team a little bit here or there. That's the kind of spot with Anthony Volpe. Use his speed, lay a bunt down, move the runners over. I wouldn't mind seeing a little bit of that because I think that's how the roster is built. They're not an overly powerful team. And I think that's the time where you can start to use stuff like that. Again, it's not a no-brainer. I'm not screaming Boone's an idiot. But I think they need to start viewing Anthony Volpe in that way and start using different. And when he gets on base, start stealing more. I want to see more athleticism. They have it. We see them. Like, this team, as frustrated as you can be with it, although, again, they're winning a lot. Right? They still have the lead in the division. They're a half game worse than the best record in the American League, which is obviously down this year, as it was last year. But they just took, you know, they just won 7 of 8 against Tampa and Kansas City. Like, they had this game, you know, they were playing well enough to win this game, and a weird inning cost them the game. But, like, I'm not overly concerned about the Yankees necessarily. But as many deficiencies as they have, namely the other offensive players around Aaron Judge, at least how they've gotten off to their starts here in April, like, I still look at this team and I see things that we haven't seen from Yankee teams before. Like, I still look at this Yankee team and see a team with a lot of athleticism and a lot of youth and great defensively. Like, we didn't talk much about this because I was on vacation. That series in Tampa, whether it's Grisham, whether it's Volpe, we saw Judge make a great play in right field last night, and he's finally in the position he should be in, where he's a Gold Glove caliber right fielder. Like, I think Volpe made a bunch of really good plays in this game. Jazz makes a lazy throw, but he made a good pick. Like, he's got ability. Like, defensively, they're far better than they were last year. Far better. And even when the bottom of the lineup isn't coming through, when they do get on base, they have the ability to run. We've seen first to third more. We've seen, you know, the ability to do more things like that. The team is built that way. And I think they need to use him more that way, because right now he is in a funk and he looks lost. And we see it far too much. And this is supposed to be Anthony Volpe's breakout year. But, I mean, we saw what George Lombard did in spring training. He's killing it in single A right now. He's only 19 years old, so I don't even think it's a next year proposition necessarily. But we are the next future shortstop of the New York Yankees is in the minor leagues right now. We know who he is. He's going to skyrocket in the MLB prospect rankings. I've talked to a couple people. I read a bunch of things. A lot of scouts throughout baseball think he is going to be a superstar. It's not just the Yankees. He is going to start to become. He's already their best prospect. He's surpassed Jones. He's surpassed Spencer Jones, who's also doing well in Double A right now. But like, that's the next future shortstop of the New York Yankees. Unless Anthony Volpe turns it around. And you know what? If I know Lombard's on the way and Volpe hasn't turned it around, I can go get a shortstop gap stop. I can get an older veteran shortstop who can hit and play the position for a year or two until I have Lombard come up. I don't need Anthony Volpe and his 690 OPS. I like the kid. I do. He played well in the playoffs last year, and I was expecting a big season. And it's April 23rd. It doesn't mean he can't turn it around or have a very good season. But we have to see it this year, or the idea that Anthony Volpe is just the starting shortstop for the New York Yankees and shut up about it, those days are over.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.